Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid, and we're holding the eighth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Itmar Nami Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov Omer of Yoichanan. What is this all about? You'll recall yesterday we had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. That machloikis was on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the final two lines. What was the machloikis? A person was mekadish a woman al Tanai. What was the Tanai? On the condition that she has no nidarim.
Right.
Make sure, no nidarim. I don't want you to have any nidarim. And then after that, v'konsistam, subsequently, as you know, in the times of Chazal, between Erisin and Nisuin, was typically up to a year's time. So a year later, it's now time for Nisuin. And now he says, mum. Mum is the word. Zero. Gunisht. Shemi. Nada. Riyah. He doesn't say a word about nidarim. So the question is, do we say, I don't have to repeat it every single time, I already said it, I already screamed it out loud, Amanash ein alayach nedarim, I don't have to repeat it again. Or do we go and say that since he didn't repeat it, perhaps he forgot about it, he was moichel, or whatever. So we have machlokes here between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, tzrichei menu get, Shmuel ama ein tzrichei menu get. That means, if we were subsequently to find out that she in fact did have nedarim, and therefore she did not fulfill the original condition at the time of the original Kiddushin. So, Shmuel is very simple. Shmuel says, Ein etzricha meni get, the whole thing is worthless.
Invalid.
Why? Invalid. Totally invalid. Why? Not only the Kiddushin is invalid, but the Nisuin, the subsequent Nisuin is invalid. And the reason is, Rashi said, because kolaboyel al das Kiddushin harishoinim hu boyel. When a person consummates the marriage a year later, it's all a consummation of the original Maisa Kedushin that happened the year before. And since that was already Al Tanai, that she has no Nidarim, so who cares that it's now a year later? But it's still Al Das Kedushin Rishonim. And therefore, since she did not fulfill the condition, Ein Tzricha Meniget, it's worthless, it's meaningless.
It's annulled.
Annulled means that you have to annul something.
It
didn't exist in the first place. Nothing happened. Even though they had a be'ila, it was not an effective nisuin. It was like a fling that they were living together, a shaygitz mit ashikza. It was nu gunish, gunish mit gunish. Well, Rav says, tzrichei menu get. No. You do need a get after all. Why? So Rashi said yesterday with the Gemara and the Rashi, because ein odem oise bilose bi'ilas nus. A person doesn't want to come into shul and people should look down upon him. Oh, he was living together with a girl without chuppah v'kedushin. He doesn't deserve shlishi, he doesn't deserve shishi, he doesn't deserve maftir. Good, maybe the toichacha, maybe the toichacha. But other than that, he doesn't deserve an aliyah, not in here, not is a goodish. So therefore, even though he still wants her to go and fulfill this tonight, that she doesn't have the darim, however, as far as the Kedushin is concerned, he wants to make sure that it was the Kedusha uva Tahara, purely Chas V'Sholom, people shouldn't say about him that he is a Stam Sheigitz for a Bucher, therefore he meant L'Shem Kedushin. If he meant L'Shem Kedushin, then what's the din? Tzrichei menu get. That was the initial machloikis at the beginning of yesterday's daf. Rabba on the Amud Beis, on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, narrowed that machlekes. In which respect did he narrow it? So if you go to the sixth of the wide lines of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rabba, machlekes betois isha achas ke'en shtei noshim. Abatois isha achas kreitza divi hakoil ein etzrichei meneket. Rabba says the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is talking about an interesting situation. It's an Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Shonim. What does that mean, Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Shonim? So you all remember from yesterday. It's talking about a person went and married, for instance, a lady by the name of Leah. I usually like Sprinza, but Rashi doesn't use the example of Sprinza, so we'll go with the example of Leah. And when he married Leah initially, and he made a Kedushin, he said to her, Hariat Mekudeshes Leah Manas She'en Alayich Nedarim. That's what he made. That was his battle cry, I want to make sure the condition, ain't a lech nedarim. Anyway, that marriage did not last. He gave her a get, and it was finished. After that, he started thinking again, and he says, you know, I've been introduced to another 100 women. None of them come close to that Leah that I married the first time. I regret that I went and I gave her a get. let's try to do a reconciliation. And of course, it's talking about that Leah did not remarry in between, because otherwise, if Chas Shalom, he wouldn't be able to marry her. So Baruch Hashem, and he's not a Kohen, also not. So he proposes to Leah, and Leah says, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's get married. The second time around, he didn't mention a word about Neder. Nothing, no to know him, no conditions, no nothing. Do I say that even though he didn't mention it, you remember that first time with the battle cry, Al-Menas, Shein Olaich, Nedorim, ho ho ho. Do we say that this still applies a second time too, even though he didn't say anything? Or do I say no? He learned his lesson. He's saying no more conditions, no more nothing. That's where we have the machlokes Rabba between Rav and Shmuel. However, if you're talking about a normal case that there was no get intervening, but toys isha achas kredisa, in other words, just a regular case, that was the case of our Gemara that kidsha al tanai the konsistam. Everybody agrees to Shmuel that ainet zricha imene get because kol haboyu al das kedushin harishoinim hu bayo. So even though he didn't mention it now at the time of the nisuin, the assumption is the train continues on the same tracks with that same condition, Amanasha ein alach nidor. So, that was Rabba of yesterday. The Gemara Abaye asked a series of kashas, one after the other, and each time the Gemara gave a turn. We are now up to Itmanami, which is 3, 6, 7 lines from the top of Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph. Itmanami, Omer Abacha Bar Yankim, Omer Abi Yochanan, HaMekadish Al Tanai. First, he went Mekadish Al Tanai, She'ein alach nidor. And then Boal, and at the time of the Be'ila, a year later, he didn't say a word. Konsa Stam. Divri HaKoil, everybody agrees. Everybody means both Rav and Shmuel. Eina Tzricha Meneget. Word for word, just like Rabba, that the only machloikis is if it was Ke'en Shteinoshin, that there was a get intervening in between. But Isha Achas, Divri HaKoil, Eina Tzricha Meneget. So we have now Rabbi Yochanan, who is now supporting the halacha or the interpretation of Rabba. Frank Dimar, Eisler of Acha Bered Rav Ikka Bar Achse. What does that mean? Rav Acha Bered Rav Ikka was the nephew of Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. We started off Itmanami Omer Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, Omer Rav Yochanan. So now Bar Achse. Bar Achse means the son of his sister. Rav Acha Bered Rav Ikka was the son of the sister of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, so therefore he is a nephew. He says, I have the following kasha on what you just said in the name of Rav Yochanan. What's this kasha? We have a din, chalitza muta'as kesheder, a chalitza which is effected through deception, nevertheless is kosher. What does that mean that you had a chalitza through deception? Ezi chalitza muta'as. So we start off with Rish Lakish, which the Gemara is going to quickly reject. Omri Shlokish, kosho im aloi chaloitz loh, ubekach ata koyser. You have a Yovam, and this Yovam is a tough character. And that's why we constantly learn throughout Shas that very often if you had a person who unfortunately had no children, and he has a tough brother, that before he passes away, he gives a get to his wife. Why would he want to give a get? So she shouldn't have to fall the Yibam b'chalitza in case you have a difficult character. Good. So now you have this individual who is the Yavam, and the Yavam says, I want to be kindness. I want to be kindness. Neither she wants him to be Miyavam, and as we know, the Toyrus HaAchroinim, after they said Mishnah Achroina, we give an Eitzah, who is the one that said, Abishol, Baruch Hashem. Everybody remembers so beautifully that in the good old days when people were Miyavam Lishma, that Avad, the Toyrus said, you should do it. But unfortunately, as a result of the Yeridas HaDoirois, where people don't necessarily do things Lishma, therefore Abishol said, we recommend you do Chalitza and not Yim. But this fellow said, I want to do Yim. I disagree with Abishol. I'm doing it Lishma. I very much want this young lady, because Baruch Hashem, she has a lot of Yira Shemayim, and in the other pocket some more Yira Shemayim, and I'm there, for I'm doing it totally Lishma. Anyway, poor. Exactly. Yeah, with all those midas toivis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed her with, and particularly in the pocketbook. Right. So, we want him to do a chalitza, but he doesn't want to do a chalitza. So we deceive him. We tell him, chaloitzla, macha chalitza, ubekach ata koinza. And magic, that's the way you do yibam. Obviously, this person was no greisa haga, tamar chucham. He wasn't even a shvacha amuret. He was a groba amuret. Nebuch, and amuret, the raisa, the rabbanon, everything. So we told him, make a chalitza, and with that you'll do an effective yid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Shoina, Reish Lakish, my dear brother-in-law, I have rachmunis on you that you're saying that that's the pshat, chalitza v'kacha t'koinza. Ani Shoina, I have a braisa that says that when it comes to chalitza, Bein Shin Eskaven Hu, Bein Eskaven Hi, if he had kavona l'shem chalitza, and she was not miskaven, or Bein Shin Eskaven Hi, she had kavona l'shem chalitza, v'loi miskaven hu, but he did not have kavona. Chalitza also psula, the chalitza is no good. Achi iskavnu shneyem. So before the chalitza begin, each one of them has to say, ashtikli yirotzoin, yirotzo fanach, hashem akeinu v'kaviseinu. We're now engaging in mitzvah chalitza, and that is our intention, and that's what we're doing. And if both say it, and both do it, then we're fine. But otherwise, it's possible. But at Amrisin, you're telling me when we are deceiving the Yovim and telling him, do a chalitza, and with that you have Yibam, he obviously has no intention here of doing chalitza. His intention is Yibam, Yibam, Yibam. We are deceiving him, telling him, if you do a chalitza, you'll have Yibam. So you're telling me that's chalitza sekshera. That's chalitza sepsula. You don't have the chalitza of with Yiskavnu Shnei, and both have to be Mechavim Neshem chalitza. And therefore, that cannot be the pshat in the braisa of chalitza mutas kshay. So what is the pshat? And I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you. Hoshoi Maloi. We tell the Yavim, chalitzla, dua chalitza, almanas, on the condition, shetitan loch masayim zuz, that she'll give you lots of the Yerushamayim that we spoke about. She's going to pay you, the Yavim is going to pay you 200 zuz. And then he says, that sounds like a good deal. And the halacha is, the chalitza is a good chalitza, even if she doesn't pay. He makes a chalitza, he's mekavan l'shem chalitza, she's mekavan l'shem chalitza, she's supposed to go and be mekayim this tonight to give the Messiah Zuz. Even if she does not give the Messiah Zuz, that's what the braisa said, chalitza, chalitza mutas is kshay. Now the question is, yes, what's wrong?
Is chalitza's a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah if one is in the situation of chas v'shalom.
Right, and you're telling them to lie. Isn't mitzvah baba beira?
So we're not finished yet. But the point over here is that this chalitza is kosher. So to my alma, what do I see from this? Kimin the oven maisa achule achle tonight. How does it work? In other words, after all, they made a condition. Every time you're making a condition, if you're not, you don't meet the condition, the chayra, the transaction's invalid. Right? If I'm making a condition when I'm selling a house, but you have to go and pay me in addition to the regular amount, another $50, whatever. If you didn't pay it, you didn't pay it. So you weren't mekayim the condition. How does it work? Al makim the oven maisa. Since this yovam did a maisa, meaning he participated in the chalitza, achuli achle is from Lashon of Mechila. He waived the condition. Why? Because if he really wanted to make sure that he gets the money, he should have insisted on the money pre-chalitza, not post-chalitza. By the fact that he allowed this to go on without insisting on the money b'shas maisa, Tosis adds, one should also be mazkir the tanai b'shas the kinyan, and this time b'shas, if you look at the top Tosis, Amakim de Ovid Maisa Chuli Achle, Tim Nari, the Maikosok of Dr. Hay Maksha, the Chisok of Dr. Shloyoyel Shum Tanai, the Vato Shum Necher Beginian. After all, Shas is full of people that made Tanoim, that made various conditions and stipulations. Are you going to tell me that all of these stipulations are all worthless? To Toyvi Shlemi de Sokadaita Shetzok Lahaski Tanai Beshas Kimar Hakinian Oyamecher. It's not enough to go and announce it the day before or 5 minutes before. It's got to be done at the time of the kinyan or the mecher, or in this case, the chalitza itself. So as we are about to complete the chalitza, he should say, Eshprinza, don't forget the deal. I want the money. Give the money right now. By the fact that he didn't do anything, the Gemara says,
He waived it.
And that's why he waived it, exactly. By the fact that he did not insist on it until the very end of this chalitza, he changed his mind and he waived it. That being the case, says the Gemara, that's the pshat why the chalitza mutas ksheira. That's the case. Not the case that we try to deceive him and tell him that that's yibam. No, that's not the case. Chalitza mutas means that we deceived him by telling him you're going to get paid for it. Since he didn't insist on that payment until the final moment, we assume that he waited. That being the case of Gemara Hanami, in our case too, kimin de boal, since we're talking about what happened initially, he first kitcha al tanai, a year ago he was Mekadosh, he said, make sure, no, don't have any Nedarim. The Konzistam, a year later, he goes and does the Ilakim and the Bab, Achule, Achule the Tanai. He was Mavatal, or he was Moichel on the Tanai. And if he was Moichel on the Tanai, that means that he waived it. If he waived it tonight, that means that this Be'ilah was a kosher Be'ilah. It was not dependent on it tonight because he already waived it tonight. So that's the Moritz Kasha, that's what the nephew asked the uncle. You said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it was Kincha al tonight. And then Konsistam, everybody would agree, and it's Richa Himenu Get. You would not need a Get because you boil. Al Dasa Rishonu boil. Rabbi Yochanan himself said in the case of the Chalitza where they made it tonight. Tonight, just like our tonight. What did he say? If you don't repeat the tonight at the end of the story, then you waive the tonight. See, here too, he didn't repeat it at the time of the deal. It was consistent. If he waived it, it should be a good kiddushin. That was his kasha.
So then they would need a get, if it's a good the bila, then you need a get.
Exactly right. That's the Moritz Kasha. You would need a get. And Rabbi Yochanan said at the top, you don't need a get.
I thought everybody agreed you don't need a get.
That's the kasha.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan said, divrei hakol, everybody. Everybody means not only the people in Arvis Medrash, but all the Bat Medrashim on the west side, and in fact, wherever their Daf Yomi learners throughout the world, and even if they're not learning it Daf Yomi, they're just learning it because that's what they're learning in Yeshiva, or whatever. Everybody agrees, said Rabbi Yochanan, ein tzricha menu get, which is what Rabba said yesterday. Yet the same Rabbi Yochanan said that when you make tanoim, and then you don't repeat them constantly again and again and again, then you assume that there was a mechila, that there was a waiver. Right. And if there's a waiver, then it should be an effective condition. And as you said, if it's effective, you should need a get. See, do you understand the kasha? It's a really resounding kasha. And it's Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need a get. And the same Rabbi Yochanan said in the case of Chalitza, since a person is moichel tonight, then that's a valid chalitza because it shows that there's a waiver. So in our case, there's also a waiver. Kim the bala chuli after tonight. It doesn't stem. Ari, you have the shyness. You have the, you're doing a great job. So he asked him a good question. Omali bar birab means one of the talmidim in the Bismedish said a little bit rhetorically, Shapik amris. Are you really asking a good kasha? In my opinion, the kasha is nishkazah shtarka kasha. Why not? The reason for Rabbi Yochanan that said that the tanai doesn't work is not because of a waiver or a mechila, but rather it has to do with hilchas tanoim. Mechli, I'm sorry?
Double tanoim.
That's one of the requirements. That's true, but that's not the focus of our Gemara at the moment. No. You'll see in a moment. Don't be nervous. Mechti, kol tanai mehecha gamrinim. Where do we learn all hilchis tanayim from? Mitzanai b'nei goda b'nei ruvein. What was the mas b'nei goda b'nei ruvein? As we all know, b'nei goda b'nei ruvein said that they want to go and take their stake in Eretz Yisrael and Eivar Yadin. We won't go to Eretz Yisrael. We'll take our nachla here. We're very satisfied. And everything will be great. And Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset at them. And he says, you are demoralizing the entire Klal Yisrael. Everybody will say, here, two and a half Shvatim, they don't want to join the battle, and therefore we're not going to win, and they want to take their Nachla here. And that was a terrible thing. So B'nai Kod, B'nai Ruvin said, don't worry. We're going to be Yavru Itchem Chalutzim. We're going to be like pioneers. We're going to be the first ones on the battle lines. We're going to fight, and we're going to fight together with all of you. And the Be'at Hashem, after all the fighting is over, then instead of taking Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, we'll take a Nachla in Eibayad. And the Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Im Yavru, if in fact you're going to go Chalutzim Tak at the end, in the front of the battlefront like you say, then Unesatim, then we're going to go and give you your Chalik as you requested back in Eibayad. However, Im Lo Yavru, then you're going to have to be in Eretz Yisrael together with everybody else. So it's true, that's why he said Im Yavru, Im Lo Yavru, tonight, Kofel, 100%. But we're not focusing on the Tanai Kofel aspect. What we are focusing on is that when do we say that a Tanai is effective? Only by Tanai, the Efshe L'Kiyume Al Yedei Shliach, where the Maisa on which the Tanai is appended, that Maisa can be done through a Shliach. What do you mean by that? So Rashi explains, because who is the one that spoke to the B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Tell me, did Moshe Rabbeinu go over the Yarden in the times of Yehoshua to go and administer the Milchama and the Nachla? And the answer is no, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to, and Nebuchadnezzar passed away. So who now was in charge? was Yeshua ben Nun. Oh, but didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say that im tavru unisatem, we're going to go and give you? But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give anything. However, Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua to be his successor, to go and take over. And Rashi said, Moshe tzivle Yeshua. You could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivle Yeshua. But the point is that although it was Moshe Rabbeinu that did the transaction, he did the contract with them, but the double tonight, the night kofel, and they signed the agreement. I don't know if it was a signed agreement or about that, but the point is that they all agreed, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't keep his part of the agreement because Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Ah, but we kept the agreement, Ayidei Shliach. So every time, since we're learning Tanoim from B'nai God, B'nai Ruvein, another one of the conditions is that the Maisa has to be Ayidei Shliach. The problem is, when you're talking about Chalitza, Chalitza cannot be done through a shliach. A Yovim cannot say, well, I cannot come to do the Chalitza, I'm living in Australia, but it's okay, I have a second cousin who lives in New York, and the Yavama lives in New York, and I'll ask the second cousin, I'll send him a telegram, an email, I'll give him a full certificate of authority, authorization, I'll have it signed by 100 Adam.
Power of attorney.
Power of attorney. Oh, exactly
right. It's a mitzvah sagof, basically. Let's fill in. Exactly. Can the question that's fine to fill in for you?
Exactly right. So it doesn't work. Since it doesn't work, a t'nai is not going to help. Not because the person is moichel t'nai. No, we don't believe in that waiver of t'nai. The reason is because there's no parish of t'nai b'chlal when you're talking about chalitza. And that's why chalitza mutas k'sheira. If we go and tell the chalitz, Mr. Yovam, you're going to get $100 if you participate in the chalitza. That t'nai is worthless. Not because he did waive, he didn't waive. Nothing to do with waiver. There is no t'nai if the maisa cannot be done al yedei shliach, since we learned it all from an egod b'nei Ruvein. And therefore, let's go back to the Gemara Nachamul. Amalek bar beirav, this Talmud in the yeshiva asked, Shabbat Ka'amras, are you asking a good kasha? Nachti kol t'nai neicha gamrin. Where do we learn t'nai from t'nai b'nei Ruvein? T'nai, it's got to be a t'nai de'efshe l'kiyum al yedei shliach. Ki hasa, like in the case of an egod b'nei Ruvein. Then we'll have a t'nai t'nai. Then the t'nai is effective. However, the l'efshe l'kiyum al yedei shliach. Chalitza, which you can't do a shliach. Ki hasam, like the case of the Negod B'nei Ruvein, lo yav t'no. Therefore, the t'nai is worthless, and that's why chalitza mutas k'sheira. That has nothing to do with us, because we're not talking about chalitza. We're talking about a person that made a t'nai, kidsha al t'nai, the konsistam. So we're not talking about chalitza over here. And says of the Gemara, that's why a t'nai would be effective, and perhaps there would not be a waiver of the t'nai. And since the t'nai is effective, if she didn't fulfill the t'nai, because she still has on her nidorim, everybody would agree. And it's richei meneget. We didn't fulfill that commission, that stipulation, and therefore nobody requires a get. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan is right. And that's why the Bar Berav asked, you think you're asking such a gita kasha? The kasha nishka kasha, because chalitza mitas has nothing to do with waivers. It has to do with that there is no t'nai shayich, since there is no din of Ayyidei Shliach. Frank Timur.
So we would have thought he was waving it.
That's what we thought in Havamina. Keeping the bar, Achuli Achlai. That has nothing to do with it. No waiver, nothing to do with it. Frank Timur, Vahabiyah, Tlei Efshel, Kiyume, Ayyidei Shliach, Ti Hasam, Vikahavatana. What happens anytime that there's a Biyah with appended thereto, there's a Tanai? And you're going to say, when did I ever hear about it? I heard about Mekadish through Kesem and Shtar, I heard, but I never heard of Kadar tonight. But if you remember, if you go back to the Omid days, that was one of the kashas that we asked yesterday, about 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Omid days, in the middle of the line, Eisvei, Hareini Boyalayich, Boyaleich, Amenas, Yitze Abo. So we had a machloikis. Apo Pishal Yerotza Ab, Mikudeshes. So I see we have a case of a Bi'ila Hareini Boyaleich Almanaz with a T'nai. Shouldn't everybody go and say, that's Cornish, that's nothing. After all, we learn Ultanov when they got a B'nai Ruvein. It has to be there for Al Yidei, a Mas that can be done Al Yidei Shliach. You can't do a B'Al Yidei Shliach. I mean, that's, of course, nonsense. So for anything more of a B'Idli Efshlikim Al Yidei Shliach, Kihazam, V'Kavitanon, you see the T'nai helps. So you just told me that if you can't do it, Ayyidei Shliach is gunish. Here you can't do be Ayyidei Shliach, and nevertheless, we said that there is a Tanai, and depending on the father was masculine, not masculine, the Tanai is an effective Tanai. Everything more, you can't ask me a kasha from Bia. I'll tell you why. Hosam Mishum de Iskish Havayis Lahadodi. What does that mean? because it says in the parasha of Get that after a person goes because of the law of Sefer Krisis, V'holcha V'hoysa li ish acher. That V'hoysa means that she is going to now be Mekadesh to another man. Now, how is she Mekadesh herself or Niskadesh to another man? So we know that there are three ways. We know from the first Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, Ha'isha Niknes B'sholish Drachem B'Kesev B'Shtaru B'Biyah. And this V'hoysa li ish acher, Iskish Havayis Lahadadi. All three methods of Kedushin have a Hekish one to the other, and therefore, just like by Kesev and by Shtar, everybody agrees you can do that Ayyadei Shliach. How many times do we have in Maseches Kedushin and Maseches Gittin that someone said, I cannot reach New York in time, I'm going to go and send a Shliach with money to the Mekadesh, this young lady, on my behalf, and it works.
And she can have a Shliach also to the Chuppah.
I'm sorry?
And she can also have a Shliach.
She can have a Shliach like Kabbalah. He can do a Shliach, she can do it. And in fact, they don't even have to meet. This is going to be a romantic wedding. The Shliach of the Chosin and the Shliach of the Kala meet, and Baruch Hashem Mazel Tov. But the Chosin and Kala don't meet.
Can a woman... distance relationship.
Yeah, long distance relationship.
Can a woman be a Shliach?
Can a woman be a Shliach? For these purposes, yes, she can be a Shliach.
But also two men can do it, theoretically.
Two men can do it too, sure. Anyway, two women, two men. Not to get married to you.
Not to be
a Shliach.
To be
a Shliach. To be a Shliach, a Loch, a Shliach, a Kabbalah. No problem. You can be a Shliach, a Loch, a Shliach, a Kabbalah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that's the reason why by Bia, a Tanai works, even though normally it shouldn't work, because after all, the kids
it's
are
it's derivative of its power as one of the three.
One, exactly, from the Kesef and from the Shtar. And with this, we concluded that shtickle. So we start a new shtickle tomorrow now.
So if they learn out that you could do, the Kedushin via Shaliach with Shtar, Kesef,
yes.
And not learn one thing from it, so why can't, I'm saying, just to play devil's advocate, why can't they learn Bia also, Al Yedei Shaliach?
Because Bia, by definition, is something which is inherently physical. And a physical thing has to be done
which
by
is the
right,
individual.
Like
you can't
push
that.
Which is the reason also for Chalitza.
The reason for Chalitza, why can't you do it on Yedei Shaliach?
I think it's the shoe and the spitting.
Mitchum, we're going to soon get back to the next master to your bonus, and we'll see whether they tomorrow
will
address
it. Stay
tuned.
Yes, of course he'll be, of course, it's him and Swansea. Anyway, so you can't do a Chalitza Yedei Shliach, and you can't go and do the Bia Yedei Shliach, but Bia, of course, is still different, and the reason because Ishri Havayis Ladodi, and that's why Tanai would help after all. Fine. So now put two dots, and we start a new shtickle. It's going to be related, of course, but we're no longer asking Kashis and Mr. Yochanan, we're starting a new piece. Amr of Ula bar Abba, Amr Ula Amr Rebbe Lozar, Hamekadish Bemilva Uboa. Al Tanai Uboa. The Pachas Rishova Pruta Uboa. Sibia Kol Tzricha Menigat. Three cases. First one's Mekadish Bemilva. What means a Mekadish Bemilva? Normally we say Mekadish Bemilva ain't a Mekadesh.
Right.
How does it work over here? So Rashi explains, it's talking about a situation where a person goes to a Kala. The Kala has been mitching, or it's took a man and a woman. The woman goes to the man and says, you know, you borrowed from me $100 a year ago, and you keep on pushing me off and off and off. It's all next week and next month, and I'll soon have it. I don't have it yet, and it cuts together. You owe me the money. So the man says to the woman, would you like to get married? Of course, that's why I need the money. I need money for a nod, and I need it for a wedding, and I need it for this. I have a good proposal. I here propose to you that $100 that you owe me, I now transfer it, I hand it over to you, it's all yours. I assign, transfer this loan to you, and I want to be mekadesh you with that milva of $100.
Is that a repayment?
That is the repayment. The repayment is, if I wanted to marry you, I'd have to go and give you a nice silver ring. Instead of buying you a ring, I go and give you the cash. Not
that
the cash.
I owe you.
The cash that I owe you.
But she's not gaining anything.
Well, she gets the hana.
Guess what?
She gets the hana.
What do you think the halacha is going to be? Will this be a
pre-existing consideration?
Negative.
Still good.
Negative. That's exactly what you're saying. That's what the Gemara says in
pre-existing consideration.
Well, no, it says hana's mechilas milva.
That's true, but our Gemara is not talking about if, in fact, he's mekadesh over the hana's mechilas milva, ain't no hanani.
Right.
Here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about mochalom. And here it's the other way around. There it's that she owes the money, and he's more.
Yeah,
here that he owes the money, he says instead of it, no, it's like mochalom milva shechayev. It's like, you're right. She is mechuyev to him the money. So if he just simply says, you don't have to give me the $100, I'm mekadesh you with that $100, ain't a mekadesh. But if he says, would you have hanoah if I moichli? Oh, I'd be so happy I'd give a kiddush and shul tomorrow, even though it's a fast day. Giving a kiddush and fast day, she must be really determined. So therefore, what's the din? Not that tomorrow, it's not a fast day.
Maybe it's Shabbos.
We're thinking about Shomer Gadol's coming.
Exactly. Oh, now you're talking. Anyway, if you look at the Rashi ben Milva, Rashi about 10 lines before the wide lines down below, the Milva shemachal lo, Milva shechayevis loy, Sprinza owes him money, the $100, and he says, I'm oichel you, from minimi kiddushin to enimi kudeshes. You know why? Because money is fungible, and it's no longer around. It's non-existent.
Most of us
exactly. The mishoshim loves her, nitloitzer. From the moment that he gave her the money as a loan, it was nitloitzer, it was for spending. And guess what she did? What do women do with money? They spend it. Ubishusa kaima, it was therefore totally in her ishus, and she dispensed with those funds. Now he's not giving her anything. He's just giving her oisius porchois ba'avir, just words. There's no money coming back and forth. And therefore, it's worthless. Fine. But what happens if a year later, Boal, he's Mekadosh B'milva now, Kedushin, not an effective Kedushin, but that's what he did. And Boal, a year later, he says, oh, remember we did an Erisin a year ago? I was Moichel, of course I remember. Okay, now we're going to consummate, we're going to do a Be'ilah. So what's the halacha? Is this going to be effective? I would think it's not effective, because he's doing a Be'ilah based on the consummation of a transaction which never took place, which was meaningless. And guess what it says in this price? Divrei HaKol Tzrichei Menu Get. That's case number one. Then there's case number two, Al Tanai Ubal. That's our case. That he was Mekadosh Al Tanai She'ein Alayach Nedarim. And she said, Yo, Maskil. And then a year later, Bo'al Stam, without saying a word. What did it say to Rekol Tzrichei Menu Get? You do need a get. So this is obviously just the opposite of Rabbah of yesterday. And this is the opposite of the Itmanami of Rabbi Yochanan at the top of the Yom. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, If you Mekadosh Al Tanai Ubal, to be a koil, Ein Tzrichei Menu Get. And here it says, Rekol, Tzrichei Menu Get. So obviously, Rav Ula Bar Abba Amar Ula Amar Rav Lozer respectfully disagrees with what we learned Rabba of yesterday, and what we learned of Rav Yochanan, Rav Acha Bar Yankov, and Rav Yochanan earlier a few minutes ago. But let's get to case number three. The Bachas Mishova Pruta Ubal. He gives her a ring, but the ring is slightly damaged, and if you take it to the appraiser on 47th Street, he says, yeah, it's not worth a Shova Pruta. It's worth only half a Pruta. Okay, he gave her half a pruta. He is happy, she is happy. They think that they're married, they're not married. A year later, they have their be'ila. I would think, that's Scottish. They never had a kiddushin, so nothing. You do need a get in all three cases. So, clearly, forgetting about case one and case three, because that's not the focus of this Gemara yet, the focus is Al Tanai Ubal. We see, therefore, directly the opposite of Rabbah and the Itmanami, that we have a new man, the Omer of Lazar, that says that in the case where originally the Kedushin was Al Tanai, and then subsequently he was bought Konsistam, Divrei HaKol Tzrichei Menu Get. What would be the Svara? That would be the Svara that the Gemara said yesterday, originally, Aliba Derav. Ein Odom Oise Bilose Be'ilas Nus. The person doesn't want to have a Shem, he goes and lives with girls without the benefit of chuppah v'kiddushin, and he says, yon neder, nish neder, this has got to be a bona fide l'shem kiddushin. After we do the be'ila, then we'll see about yon neder, nish neder, but since ain't odom oisim bilos and bilos and us, tzrichei menu get. Omer v'yasabar Abba, Omer v'nachem, Omer v'ami. He now makes a distinction in the three cases. What were the three cases? Mekadosh b'milva, Bo'al Al Tanai, Uboal Bapach Mishava Pruta. Hamakadish Bapach Mishava Pruta Uboal Tzrichei Menu Get. I agree with you. Baha. Baha hu deloy toy. Abahanach toy. Says Reb Ami. In the case of Makadish Bapach Mishava Pruta, there I agree you have to have a get. Why do you have to have a get? Because when they originally had a Kedusha by giving less than a Shava Pruta, he and she thought that they were, in fact, they were. There they didn't make a mistake. Meaning, they knew that that Sheva Pruta was worthless. And therefore, when he did a Be'ilah a year later, he wasn't doing Al Das Kedushin HaRishayinah Huvayil. He knew that the Kedushin HaRishayinah, that there was no Kedushin HaRishayinah. Because he knows that a Sheva Pruta, you have to have a minimum of a Sheva Pruta. Giving a half of a penny is worthless. And therefore, when he did now a bia a year later, that was for a brand new nisuin. And like Rashi used the expression yesterday, that this bia was l'shem kiddushin. He's bar l'shem kiddushin. This is, of course, the third leg of the three ways of making kiddushin. Ketzu b'shtar v'bia. So therefore, he had in mind for kiddushin and nisuin and a bi'ila, all l'shem shemayim, all kusha. So therefore, tzrichim l'get. Aval b'hanach, in the other two cases, in the case of the milva and the case of al-tanai, u'bar, in both of those cases, he thought that it was still effective. He thought that being the kaddish milva works. And therefore, when he was boiled a year later, it was al-das kiddushin harishoyna who boiled. Guess what? There was no kiddushin harishoyna. And the same thing al-tanai. He thought that this tanai continues till today. U'bar, and he made a be'ila, and therefore the be'ila relates back to that original tanai. And since she was not mekayim the tanai, because unfortunately she's an isha nadronis, you don't need a get. So therefore, Ami that we just quoted now, he distinguishes between one of the three cases and the other two. Or if Kadamish made the Ula, a Mekadish al Tanai, Uba'al, Tzrichim and a get. A person Mekadish al Tanai, that's the focus of our whole Sukhya, the Kiddushin was al Tanai, and then Ba'al, Stam, he didn't say anything, Tzrichim and a get, you do need a get after all. This is what Rav Ula Bar Abba said a moment ago, Tibia called Tzrichim and a get. Zeriya Maisa. And this, in fact, was a situation that actually happened, that a person was Mekadosh al-Tanai, and then he was bald. Stam! They weren't able to go and terminate this marriage without a get. They said, you need a get. Why do you need a get? The original Kiddushin was al-Tanai, and she didn't fulfill that Tanai. The reason is because, Ein, Odom, Uyis, Bilas, Bilas, Nus, and he says, I want that this should be a proper Be'ilah, and not that they should throw me out of shul that I'm a shayit. So Timur lafuki mihaytana. However, this lechoyre is excluding the following time. The Umr of Yudah Mishmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel says in the pasuk v'hilo in this pasuk. We've had this drushes a number of times. This is in the parish of Soita in parishes Nosoi. V'shochav ish oisah shechva zera. V'nela me'eni isha v'nistra v'hinitma. V'eid einba. V'hilo in this pasuk. She was not forced. So in other words, this was a consensual relationship. That's what the husband is saying about his wife, and he's afraid that behind closed doors, besides saying Tehillim and learning Tenor Enna, unfortunately, they engaged in Masim Asher Lo Ye Osu, in nefarious activities. But he learned his that she wasn't forced. In such a case, she's Asur. Han Esposa, however, if she's forced, then she's Muteris. She's allowed to return to her husband. It's not her fault. She was forced into this act. And now usually when the Gemara quotes this drasha, they say that even though she was nisposa, that she was forced, she's asura, and that's referring to the Eishes Kayin. But that's not today's drasha, but rather even though she was not forced into this relationship, muteresh, she's mutter to return to her husband. Really? She lives consensually, she'll let her return to her husband? What is that? That the Kiddushin was a toys from the beginning. What's a Kiddushin toys? Like we said, for instance, that you gave less than a Sheva Pruta or a Milva, so the Kiddushin was never effective in the first place. Right. So if she were now to go and live with somebody else consensually, she didn't violate a valid Kiddushin. She was not an Eishes Ish. I'm not saying that she deserves to get the Beis Yaakov Medal of the Year award for doing what she did, but the fact of the matter is, she's Muteris, she can return to her non-Baal, because they were never married in the first place, because of Kedushin Toys. Shafila Beno Morkavak Sefer, this is already a year later, 2 years later. She has a baby that she's carrying on her back. Meme'enes v'ileches lo, she can go mine. Now the word meme'enes doesn't
borrowed,
mean,
it's a borrow
term, we don't mean mion like in the traditional sense. We just meme'enes, she does not need a get in such a situation, because the whole Kedusha was a Kedusha toys, and so therefore even though she lived at the same time with somebody
and he had children, and he had children with the first guy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, with the second, whoa.
She can have children with both of them. They won't be able to marry each other because they both have the same mother.
Where are the children?
The children are now, this one is in, a boy is learning in Yeshiva and the girl is learning in Beis Yaakov.
And they were begotten with the first guy or the
either one, you know, it doesn't matter. They're not.
It doesn't matter.
The bonds of marriage with the string.
No, but the second one, they're Mamzerim.
No, because she wasn't married to the first one. No, Shai. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. She wasn't.
Right.
There was never a legal marriage.
Oh, so this is like Shmuel. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel.
This is the story I heard decades ago from a speaker at Lincoln Square Synagogue.
Yes.
Who said there's a rav in Eretz Yisrael who whenever he does
a chuppah,
he uses invalid witnesses, some other, because there's such adultery going on.
Unfortunately,
he wants to make sure that all of the marriages are valid, so there's no mamzerim being produced subsequently by all the masim going on.
I heard the same story, but you left out one key word. Among secular Jews.
Oh, thank you.
Among secular Jews.
Thank you.
Since in Eretz Yisrael, every marriage has to be performed with the Orthodox tradition.
Rabbinate.
Exactly. If you don't want to get married in accordance with Jewish tradition, you go to Cyprus, you go to France, right. You go somewhere else. But if in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be done by the Rabbanut. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, since there are a lot of secular Jews who treat marriage
recklessly.
Exactly. And therefore, that's why this rabbi said, I always take non-kosher Eden, and therefore I know the Kedushin won't be chav. They'll be living together. Nothing. Okay, it's no nishka roisa mitzvah. This guy's not going to get shlisha shishi in the near future anyway.
They're going to go to shul anyway, so what
does it matter? But every time they're living together and they engage in that, it's so he's kind of...
Yeah, it's not a mitzvah.
It's a no-no, right.
It's a lesser of the Eden.
Yeah. Anyway, if and when you become the Masada Kedushin, you'll get involved and you'll figure it out.
When I become one?
Only if you want to be Masada Kedushin.
Wow. I don't know. What are the perks associated?
You get a meal.
I need to make a cost-benefit analysis.
You get a meal at the wedding.
I have
a friend by the name of Rabbi Yamin Spitzer, is a friend of Bracha. To call him a friend is really not accurate because he was 25 years my senior. But he was a very, very voidly yid, a very wonderful person. And he used to travel every year to Oriental countries like Japan and China because he was in the pearl business. And apparently that's a source for a lot of the produced pearls, and he would buy them, he would sell them, he would come back and forth, and Baruch Hashem, he did nicely. And he was a very, very fine Jew. He passed away in COVID towards the end of the major COVID about a year and a half ago. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he was walking down the street in Japan or China, and then an Israeli comes over to him. He says, "Hey, Rabbi, or Rav, would like to chala zorlano. Maybe you can go and help us out. What is? See this young girl over here? I want to get married to her. I'd like you to be the Masada Kedushin. We'll make the Kedushin right now, and I want you to go and perform the service." He says, "I'm not a rabbi. I can't perform that. You know, I'm an Orthodox Jew, but I'm not a rabbi." He says, "Mister, it's either that you perform the service, or I'm going to continue living with the girl anyway. She's my girlfriend, and we've been living together, quote-unquote, in sin anyway for the last year or two or five or ten. And if you go and do the Kedusha, at least we'll have Kedusha. If you don't want to do it, then we'll continue." So that made an impression on him, and he said, "Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you." Took down the telephone. He told me that he always had a custom that whenever he traveled, besides his talis and tefillin, naturally, probably a chumash, whatever, he also always took along a kitzur shulchan aruch. You can get one of these one-volume pocket-size kitzur shulchan. He says to himself, "You know what? I don't know anything. I've never done it before. Just like you, Ariel, you claim purportedly that you've never done it before." He also never was a Masada Kedushin. Mm-hmm. And so therefore he figured, "Let me look in the kitzur. Let me see, you know, maybe I could figure it all out." So he looks at the first simon in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kedushin, and it starts off, "Kol mi she'enoi baki behilchas Kedushin, lo yehei lo eisik imoyim." He shouldn't have anything to do with it. He saw that, he closed the Kitzur, he called him up and says, "Sorry, I can't go and
sayonara.
Sayonara, I can't perform the Kedushin." So if you know how to do it, you know, but if you don't know, then you can have gans tzuris. So we continue on.
Well, so I just wanted to, we had a lineup before that Shmuel says he does not need a get.
Shmuel said that was in the original Machlokes.
Right.
Here we're talking about a separate story over here. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Shmuel that when you have a kedusha to'us, then there was no kedusha, and then therefore, even if she kept on living with her husband for years thereafter,
and had children,
right, understood,
and had children, but and the children on the.
What was the toast that she didn't have an adorma? She didn't own a adorma though.
She didn't. For instance, it was a milva. For instance, right, it was right. Alba, And he said, I'm forgiving you the whole $100, right, the whole $1,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. Right. You get a ring, might only cost $10. And this is $100, $1,000. So she thought she's married. And they lived together thereafter. The Kedushin was not Chal because the whole thing was Betoyz. If simultaneously, not Mamri simultaneously, but contemporaneously, she lived with someone else consensually, I would say, no, she can't return to her husband. Right. And she wasn't forced.
No, this
in this case, she can return to her husband because he's not a husband.
But what was the other case, your Al-Tanai?
We had three cases altogether.
We had the one
Al-Tanai case.
Milva case, Shavapruta. The Cracker Jack ring.
So now we had a machloikim between Rabbi Lazar and between the between Rabbi Ami, whether all three cases are cases of Toz, only two out of the three. So, if you remember, Om Rabami, Mekar, Bachim, Shavu, Pruto, Bach, Tzvichem, and again, Bahahu, the later, there they didn't make a mistake. That everybody knows the halach. Abahanach, in the other two cases, in case the Gabi, the Milva, in the case about Yeshla, Nerdera, Hinla, Nerdera, Nerdorim, that could very well be that they are.
But Shmuel before said he was the one who said that in Israel coming again, right? By the Kedushim of Shinoi. The Das Baudas
Shoni Mubal.
If you want to ask
Kedushim of Shinoi, yeah, I'm saying there seems to be a steer between Shmuel.
So. Understood. But remember, all of these Mandi Amrim, Rabba, and then Rabbi Yochanan, and then Ula are trying to transform that machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and say it's only in this case and not in that case. It's only in that case and not in this case. Even yesterday we said, are you talking about that the two separate women?
Right.
First he married Leah and then he married Rachel. Did he marry the same Leah and there was a Getz in between?
Right.
So each one is taking this machloikis and
same lady, everybody agrees that it's
so answered. That was what Rabba said, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that everybody agrees you don't need a Getz. Now the Gemara is saying is everybody agrees that you do need a Getz after all. What about Shmuel? He's talking about another case. He'll be talking about a case of that there were two women or there was a get in between. In other words,
so
we'll find
out. When I quote Shmuel here on the Sefer Tanaim, it's a special case of Tanai, of the three cases.
If you want, you can look at the last Toisis as well. The Toisis begins, Tibia Kol Tzvichem and a get. For the Kligi Rav Shmuel, didn't we say until now everybody agrees? Ainus Richem and again. And Shmuel constantly says, Ainus Richem and again. No, he has no machlaikis. Because it's talking about the concept of loibal. That's where the machlaikis is. In other words, you have to go and figure out other hechatimtsis where the machlaikis is, so that you don't have a stira one on the other. But the point that the Gemara is trying to make is that's what he came to be lohaitzi. When Rav Ami said, I disagree with Rav Lazar, he's trying to go and show that I disagree with them, and I hold that in two out of the three cases, you're right, they may have made a mistake, but they're not going to make a mistake in this case. But Lafuke Mehai Tana, this Tana of Yehuda Mishmu, 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 that disagrees. So therefore, it all depends on what the case was. Is it talking about Mita Milva? Is it talking about Baal, that first Tanai, Kiddush B'Tanai, and then it was Konas? Or is it talking about a case of a Pachad B'Shava Pruta? That's the machloikas over here, which one is considered to be a Kedushin Toys, and which one is not a Kedushin Toys.
What's the concept of Lobal? I mean, eventually they do have relations, concept of Lobal.
That could be a chuppah. A chuppah with that.
Tchilas, Sof Bia, we had that earlier.
Right, but so concept of Lobal.
Sof chuppah and Tchilas Bia.
But that's, every chuppah is like, it has to be Royal Bia, whatever, or it's...
It's Royal Bia. The question is...
Did you actually consummate it or not?
Exactly.
Whether it was actualized.
Whether it was actualized.
Ooh. So
here, the virtual doesn't help. In other cases, virtual helps.
So the low plea Rav Shmuel, Ella Bekansa Bloba. In other words, when do we say that Enes Richa we meant again?
According to Shmuel. Because it was only Kansa.
Kansa. But once they had Chuppah and they had Kansa, then he would also agree.
Then it goes back to the original.
Kedushin.
Original Kedushin, because that was
and then Tzricha we meant again.
Call a boil das Kedushin, Rishon and boil.
Right. And then she needs a get.
And again, it depends each time on the particular fact pattern.
Confusing.
And it was not an easy Gemara yesterday. Yeah. And Baruch Hashem, we are meeting the challenge this morning.
Okay.
Especially those of us that only had about 2.5 hours worth of sleep. And we continue on. Tana Rabbani, top of the Amid. Excuse me. Holcha Eitzel Chocham Deitira. Mikudeshes. It's a roifa veripe oisa ena mikudeshes. What are we talking about? Back in our Mishnah, we learned on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, he was Makadish Isha Amanasha ena leha nidorim, vinimtsu leha nidorim, ena mikudeshes. Amanasha ena bam mumin, vinimtsu bam mumin, ena mikudeshes. Okay, they talk and got married with Knisa, mit Bia, mit Eganza, with the whole 9 yards. And she had on her Nidarim, or she had Mumin. And what happens now? Now the husband finds out, she has Nidarim, and or she has Mumin. What does she do? She goes to the Chacham and says to the Chacham, remember all the Nidarim that I had? I don't know, you didn't tell me anything about your Nidarim. Well, I'm telling you right now. I made a whole bunch of Nidarim. But I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to wear big tzivayim, etc. And she went to the Chacham and said, why did I make the Nidar? I thought I was able to go and hold out. I wanted to be a tzedekis. I figured I wouldn't eat meat. I'm going to be a nazir. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm going to constantly wear black clothing as if I'm Bavelis on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. I wanted to be a tzedekis. So what happened? I realize that I can't continue like this. Everybody pokes fun at me. I really
can't. My husband's rejecting me.
My husband's rejecting me. He made it tonight that I can go.
Mutalach.
Ah, says the Ruv, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Guess what happens? Mikudeshes. Even though at the time that he was Makadesher, there were Nidarim. However, now she is Mikudeshes after all. Amisha says, Eina Mikudesh. Yes. She is Mikudeshes. We'll see why in a moment. Don't be nervous. What happens if she had Mumin, and now she goes to the Reifa? The Reifa, of course, means a doctor. And the Reifa repays, and Baruch Hashem, he removes all of those Mumin. Sorry, Eina Mikudeshes. Pray tomorrow, Ma Nishtana, Ma Bin Chocham L'Reifa. Why does it work here and it doesn't work there? And the Gemara gives a very simple answer. Because Chocham Oinkes and Neidim Meikarai. When the Chocham is mat in the Neidim, he finds a Pesach, what he's saying is, based on this Pesach, would you have made the Neder originally? If I would have known that my husband would reject me, if I would have known that all of my friends would humiliate me, of course I wouldn't matter. Okay? Mutalach, it's as if you never made a Neder. So retroactively, at the time that he was Mekadeshah, even though at that time she had Nedarim, but this works with retroactive force as if she did not have Nedarim and Mekadeshah. But Roifa, by definition, he doesn't take away the disease that she had 6 months ago or whatever mum that she had. He can go and cure it, but that doesn't take away the history. So at the time that they got married, if she had a mum, so that sounds very logical. We have another price that says just the opposite. In both cases, ain't a mikudeshes. So the roife, that works perfectly. That was both the first price and the second price, the enemy kodesh. But here the first price says chacham, it works. The second time it says chacham mit the ganze heter, still enemy kodesh. Amaravolei kashes nishve. Hara meir hara blazar. What's the machlekes the meir blazar? Hara meir the amar odam roitze shetizbaze ishli v'desen. Meir says, now, when it says Roicha Tizbaza, Rashi says not that he really wants her to Mizbaza, but he doesn't mind. It doesn't bother him. If you made Nidorim and you have to go to the Bezin to go and be Mata the Nader, fine, go. It doesn't bother me. So it's the guy in Gizintai to get rid of these Nidorim. Her belows of the Umar ain't other Roicha Tazbisha with Bezin. No, I don't want my wife to be in Bezin. The fact that she's in Bezin, that is a sense, a source of embarrassment and humiliation to me. So forgetting back that she's Nidorim. Even if the Ruv and the Bezin are able to remove all of those Nidorim A to Z, but just the fact that she is a public spectacle, there's going to be an article about it in the Times saying, oh, these Jewish Orthodox people, they have all these crazy Orthodox things, they don't go and teach English, they don't teach math, and their curriculum is worthless, etc., etc. All the wonderful things that you find out about the Orthodox, they're going to go and be Mavazin, and therefore he doesn't want that. I see you have a question.
Yes, but if she goes to Bezin, she's not his wife. There was a Tanai. So when she goes to Beis Din, ironically, it flips. When she goes to Beis Din, she's not his wife.
He doesn't want a wife that had to go to Beis Din, and that everybody knows that she wasn't from.
You're formulating it so that.
No, that's what Gemara is talking about. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is the machloikis between Ramei and Rav Loza is really not in Hilchos Nedarim when you can be oikin and nedim eikari, not oikin and nedim eikari. Everybody agrees you can be oikin and nedim eikari. Everybody agrees that if you have Nedarim on you and the rabbi was oikarit, you no longer have Nedarim. So why does the second braisa say Enim Kodeshes? Because Rameir says, I don't want my wife to be a lady in front of Bezin to go and be Mata the Neder, even if they can be Mata the Neder. I just don't want the humiliation that people say, he had a wife that was an Adramas and she went to Bezin, the Bezin took care of it. That in itself is a source of gnai, of humiliation.
But that doesn't interfere with him, with the Chacham or the Bezdin destroying the Nader.
No, absolutely.
So his inclination that he wants or doesn't want such a woman is not part of the original Tanai. It's about the Nedarim. Why are we now attaching this quality of shame of the woman going to Beis Din and saying that's part of the
what Tanai? What Agmara is telling us is that the reason why a person doesn't want an Isha Nadronis is not only because of the presence of Nedarim. Why didn't he just simply say, go Mimat to the Nader, we'll be off the hook. I don't want you to be a person that needs to come to the remedy of removing
it. It's a Nadronis package that he doesn't want.
A Nadronis package, okay. Exactly. So, therefore,
whether she goes to Chacham and it's not a Beis Din situation, just one Chacham.
Gemara doesn't distinguish, so apparently that's sufficient for him to be upset. Uh-huh. Why does she have to go to rabbis at all? She should be a normal woman, called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima. I don't want to drain zich among these rabbis with their hetz and adorim. She should be at Tzedekis and be at home. She say Tillim the whole day. Anyway, this is Machlokes Reb Loza and Reb Meir, and that's the Machlokes in those two prices. Now, Frey Timura, where did you find this Reb Meir Reb Loza? You just picked it out of a hat? Frey Timura, the Bezdin Mai. Frey Timura Mai. Who is this Reb Loza and Reb Meir Reb Loza referring to? So the Gemara did not. I'll give you a totally unrelated case, and you'll see that that's the svar of Reb Meir and Reb Loza. The nine shaitin the Mishnah. Hamoitzi ishta mishim neid, the person who gave, who originally married his wife, then after that divorced her with the get because she was an isha nadranis. He said, I can't take it any longer. He gave her a get. Lo yachzer. He's never ever allowed to take her back. Even though min ha-toira, you're allowed to go and take back a woman after you give a get, as long as you're not a kohen, as long as she didn't go and marry somebody in between. But otherwise, you could be machzer grushas. And the Welt says, people say, it's like ganze mitzvah, that there's a reconciliation, they get together again. Fine. However, if the reason why he was moitzi was not because he wasn't happy with the amount of tilim that she said, or because of her tzinius, or because of X, Y, and Z, but because she's not dronis, Layasi should never take her back. It was Mishim Shemra that people were saying about her that she dilly-dallied with other men, and that we have no proof, nothing, but there was a Shemra gossip about her, and that's why he gave her a get. Lo Yachzer, don't take her back. But what's the reason why? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara Masechet Gittin, that there are two reasons given by the Amirah. One reason that's given is Mishum Kilkul. What's the Kilkul? What happens if he's talking Moitzi Sishta Mishum Neder or Mishum Shemra? Okay, he gave her a get. Now she subsequently remarries someone else. And now this first husband learns Maseches Nedarim and he finds out that you can go and be Mater Neder. Even though a person made a Neder, you can be Mater the Neder. And he goes over to his wife and said, did you know you can be Mater Neder? No. Would you be willing to be Mater Neder? Yes. I would go over right now and be Mater all those Nedarim. Sure. Oh, so I didn't want to give a get in the first place. That whole get is Batel Mavutel. Guess what? But in the meantime, she's married somebody else.
But she wasn't really married. She's just living with him illegally because she's married to the first guy. This is a...
And therefore, she'll be an Eishes, she'll be Znuz. And if there are children, the children will be Mamzerim. And the same thing applies to Gabri Shemra. He heard that there was gossip, and that's why he gave a get. And then subsequently, he hears she remarries somebody else. And then he gets the FBI and the Department of Justice in the pre-Trump days when they were not biased one way or the other. And they gave you an honest opinion. And the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad and the Interpol and the KGB and everybody got together unanimously and said that the Shemra was fake news. It didn't exist. It was phony. Well, if I would have known, I never would have given it a get. Nochman, the same problem that she remarried. She's an Eishes Ish, Mamzeirim.
But when a man gives, even when there's, if there's this subsequent discovery of something,
yeah.
When a man gives a woman a get, because of a safer krisis, and that's it,
yeah.
Why should it matter afterward? He says, oh, I didn't know, I'm sorry. Very often,
you say the get was a mistake.
But how can he get, if a get is fine?
Just like a kedushin is a mistake. He thought he gave him a kind of a milva. That's what the Gemara is saying, that he is going to be moitzi laz on the get and said, if I would have known X, Y, and Z, I never would have given the get, and therefore was given betoiz, and therefore I want to still be married to her, and get out of here, second husband, you're just ruining my marriage, and she wants to get back, and he wants to get back. So that could lead to potential kilkulim. And therefore the Chum said, according to this reason, Mr., if you give a get based on a nader or based on Shemra, you better do your due diligence from A to Z, because you should know if afterwards, after you give the get, if you want to change your mind and say, well, if I would have known, it's finished, lo yachzer, it's done. So therefore you'll never have the skill code of trying to undo the original get. That was one reason. Another reason is given there in the Gemara, Kadesh lo yuhu b'nois Yisrael, prutzois ba'aroyois u'b'nadar. We tell a lady, if the reason why you're getting your get is because, unfortunately, you're prutza ba'aroyois shemra, or nadar that you're making neder, this is going to be irrevocable. Don't think that after the get, you'll have a seris yimei tshuva, you'll clap al-chait 1,000 times, and then you'll be able to go and return to your husband. This is irreversible. This is irrevocable. Hopefully the message will sink in. I better not do either aroyas or nadar. So those are the two reasons which are given. Getting back to our Gemara now, now, as we'll see, there are three other mandiyamrim in this Mishnah. Mandiyamrim number two is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Kol Neder Shiyod by Rabim Lo Yachzer. If the Oilim knows about this Neder, there was a Neder that was made Bir Rabim, Rashi says in front of 10 people. We'll see in the morning the Amud Aleph, a Machloik is in front of 3 or in front of 10. This is known to the masses, Lo Yachzer, he shouldn't take her back. But if this was a private native nobody knew about, Yachzer, then he can take her back. What is for Rabbi Yehuda? We'll see in a moment. Rameir Oimer, Kol Neder Shetzorech Chakiras Chochem, if it's the type of Neder that you have to come on to Chakiras Chochem, meaning that the husband could not be made for the Neder. Why can't he be made for the Neder? Because the Neder was not a Neder of Beinoi LeBeino, nor a Neder of Inoi Nefesh. So the only way we can get out of this is through Chakiras Chochem. Lo Yachzer, don't take her back. The Shein Etzorech Chakiras Chochem, it doesn't require Chakiras. The husband could be made for Yachzer, then he can take her back. Skip the parentheses. Amar Reb Lozer, loy osu tzorich, ela nesha ein tzorich. Reb Lozer says it's the other way around. You said, Remeir, that kol neder should tzorich hakiras chacham lo yachzer. Ein tzorich, yachzer. No, it's the other way around. You know why by tzorich lo yachzer? It's a gezeira mishum she'ein tzorich. We'll get back to that in a moment. We go now, my time to Reb Yehuda. The Tanakama, we already explained the two reasons why lo yachzer, either mishum potential kilko, or because lo benoyis Yisrael prutzes barbeis. But now, what's the reason for the other three? My time to Reb Yehuda. Remember, Reb Yehuda said if Seneda Shehuda by Shiyoda by Rabin lo yachzer. The reason is the chsiv. Said in the pasuk, we're talking about the givoinim, and we found out that the givoinim were a bunch of cheats and a bunch of liars. They came with tattered clothing as if they just arrived from Australia or the South Pole, from Ukraine, and it turns out that they were living in Eretz Yisrael. And they made a commitment to them, we're not going to touch you, yes, you can join us, and everything was fine. And now we found that the whole thing was a mekachos, a sham, a fraud. Lehikum and Esau, Klal Yisrael didn't start up with them, didn't give them any makas. Kinishbulam, Nesiyo Eide, because Nesiyo Eide had promised them, and they made an oath, yes, you can join us, we won't touch you, and fine, and they made a treaty. Okay, so we see that when you make a shvua, even though it's under false pretenses, it's still binding. Now, why was it binding? Because it was a neder that was made barabim. What was made barabim? This was made by the Nesiyo Eide. What's the minimum of rabin? We said it's a neder she yodu by rabin. Says he murder Nachman Yitzchak Omer Shloisha. How do we have Shloisha? Yom Mishnayim Rabim Shloisha. Where is this Yom Mishnayim Rabim Shloisha? Gemara doesn't go into it, but it's a parasha by in the parasha of a zava that if a zava saw blood only one day, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, 2 days. Shemeres Yom Kenegidei, 3 days she becomes a Zavah G'dolila, full-fledged Zavah, she has to count Shemelikim, she has to bring Kabbalahs. And there it says in the Pasuk, Oy Kisozov Doma Yomim Rabim. So the Gemara said, we'll just say Yomim alone, that would be 2 days. Yomim Rabim Ishloish is 3 days. And therefore, after 3 days of seeing blood, Shaloi Boi Nasa, as a Zavah, and then she has the whole dinim of a Zavah.
This is days, this is people. What's the...
100%. So we just defined the word Rabban.
Okay.
I see from the Pasuk that Rabban means Shloisha. Here too, when Rabbi Yehuda used the term, he meant also three. In front of three. But Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no, it's Asara. Because the whole Raya brings us from the Givonim. And they were talking about Eida, Eida Ksibu, and we all know that we learn Eida from...
of the Meraglim.
Meraglim. What did it say about the Meraglim? How many were there?
Ten bad ones. 12 total. 12 bad ones.
Exactly. 10 bad ones. You see from that.
It's said by the Bnei Yaakov.
Exactly. So here, Gnish Bulham, Nisiyah Eida means 10. So that's the pshat in our Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Neda, no Meraglim, lo Yasir. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Now we get to Rabbi Meir and to Rabbi Lossam. Remeir Oimer Kol Neidu Shetzorach Akiris Chochem LeYachzit. Rabbi Loza Oimer Loi Osru Tzorach Alamnei She'en Tzorach. The Mike Mithi, what's the Machlekes? Remeir Sova Odom Roitze Shetizbaze Ishtu Vibes. Again, it doesn't mean that he wants it. It means that he doesn't want it. He can suffer it. It's okay if my wife is Nizbaze Vibes. And so therefore, says Remeir, if it's Kol Neidu Shetzorach Akiris Chochem, if it requires her to go to the Bezdin, and she didn't go to the Bezdin, LeYachzit. Then I'm not going to go and take
her. He wouldn't care. He wouldn't mind if she went to Bezdin.
Exactly. However, if it doesn't require Chakiris Chacham, then I could have been made for it. And therefore, Yachzit. So we see there may hold.
But he could have been made for it, but he can't, if it's a retroactive thing, Hafara doesn't work. So she still has to go to a Chacham or a Bezdin, right?
Correct. Well, Mitch will learn more about Hilchas Yadarim when we get to Sech in the Darm.
Very sure. Point,
Himyed Sashem. However, we're talking now the Bezionis and going from the Bezdin, that's only Shaykh if you need a Chakiris Chacham. That's why Remeir said, because besides, I don't want an Isha not run it. I don't want my wife to be out in the public arena that she is a wife that made Nadarm, and now she's remedying it by going to Bezin. I don't want that. Therefore, Lo Yasir. Rabbi Loza Sober, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
it's the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
Remeir says, I don't mind.
Go to Court Street, get it.
Exactly. And therefore, that doesn't bother me. Masha Enke, so. What's the reason why lo yachzir? If it doesn't bother him, what's the problem? So Rashi says, if you go back to the Amid Beis, Remeir, this is the sixth of the wide line of Rashi, Remeir, Oymer Kol Neidu Shetzorach Hakiris Chacham She'ena Bal Yochel Lahafer She'ena Medvarim She'beinu Lebeino V'le'inu Nefesh lo yachzir Kosobet Taim Mishum Kilko Hilkach V'hai Ikel Kilkula. There's a potential Kilko. What's the potential Kilko? The Oymer, Ilo Yisi, if I would know the Chacham Yochel Atiroi, Lo Yisi Megar Sheikh, I wouldn't have given you a get if I would have known, because I would have been happy that you should go to the Bezdin. The Roitzo Yisi Chetzbaz Bezdin, look, it was fine with me that you should go to Bezdin and get a Heter. I didn't know that. If I would have known, I wouldn't have given a get. And therefore, the whole get is a get, a Mekach Tois. And therefore, you have to come back to me. That's why the Chacham said, Lo Yachzir, I don't want any Kilkulim, I don't want potential Mamzeinim and Eishes Ish. You tell them, make up your mind in advance, once you go and give it a gift based on the Darim, you're out of here. She'll never be able to come back, and don't say, I didn't know it, blah, blah, blah. So that's Remei. Reb Loza Sobar, Ein on the Mreshit Tezbazi Ishtei Bebezin. Says Reb Loza, it has nothing to do, Yon Nadronis, Nish Nadronis, I don't want my wife to go and be in Bezdin. And so therefore, if she has to go into Bezdin, no good. That's why the marriage could lead potential to a kilkul. So getting back to Amr Ablozer on the bottom of the Amid days, Liosu Tzorech El Nesha Eina Tzorech, the fact that Tzorech, that you're saying Leyachzir, that really may Ikra Din would not be a problem. Why wouldn't it be a problem? Because I would not want my wife to be Mispaza in Bezin in the first place. So don't go and tell me that if I would have known that we could be Mataneder, and therefore they'll come out of Kilkul, that because she might marry a second person, and afterwards I'm going to come back and say, well, if I would have known that she could be Mataneder, then I would never have given a gift. Even if I knew that she could be Mataneder, I still wouldn't have allowed to be Mataneder, because I don't want my wife to go into Bezit. So therefore, that wouldn't lead to a lo yachzir problem. In that case, yachzir. The only reason why they ask a tzarech is neisha ainu tzarech. What's the ainu tzarech case? The ainu tzarech case means that I had to go, you don't have to go to the bezin, but rather that I can go and be mefer. Says again Rebbe Lazar, I didn't know that I could be mefer. If I would have known that I could be mefer, I would have been mefer. Now you're telling me I could have been mefer? No. So then I would have been mefer, and therefore I can go and bring Lidei Kilko. Let's look at the Rashi, five lines in the bottom. It could be the day that he heard it, not the day that she said it. So Drashi Li Osru Tzorech, six lines at the bottom, Chakiris Chacham, you know why the Atzal Chikot? El Meish Ein Tzorech. Sha Tzorech Chakiris Chacham Ein by Kilko. There's no Kilko problem. The Lav Kol Kiminei Loimar. He cannot say about himself after she remarries somebody else. Ili Yisidei Lefishen, Ili Yisidei, that you can go and be Mater Neder in Bezdin. If I would have known that, I would never have given a get. No, even if you knew that she can go and be Mater Neder in Bezdin, you still would have given her a get. I don't want my wife to be in Bezin. What's the reason why they answered the tzorich case and say lo yachzir? He could go and say a fib. I didn't know that I could be mefer. Had I known, I would have been mefer. And then Baruch Hashem, I would never have to worry about an isha nadrodes, because anytime she makes a neder, I would say, aloi mit an aleph, I'm mefer the neder. So that case would be a case of lo yachzir. Each time he could say, if I would have known that I could have been mefer, I would have been mefer. And there, of course, is no problem being a public spectacle, but she doesn't have to go in front of the bezin. She just has to go in front of her husband. And she's in front of her husband all the time anyway. Ah, so over there, by the case of Eina Tzorech, I'm worried about Taka the Kilkel. And that's why I say Le'yachse. So even though by Tzorech, really this reason doesn't apply, because her blazer holds, and therefore he wouldn't say, if I would have known that she can be matinator. Big deal, even if you would have known, you wouldn't want your wife to go into Bezdin anyway. Therefore, the only reason why it's lo yachzir is a gezeira m'neisha einoi tzarech. But what do I see from this bottom line? This is a machlokes between a meir and Reb Lazer, whether you hold that odom roishit tizbaz ishtei bezdin or the ein odom roishit tizbaz b'mir. And based on that, that's now the answer to our original stira. We had a stira, what's the halacha if a person married a woman al tanai that she had no nidorim? And then after that, she went to the chacham was matir all the nidorim. And everybody agrees that it works lemafreya, so it's as if there were no nidorim. So the first braisa says, mikudeshes, that makes sense, because there were no nidorim. Why did the second braisa say, ain't a mikudeshes? Because the second braisa holds that forgetting about the reason that a person doesn't want to be married to Ishan Adranas, he also doesn't want to be married to a woman that had to go and remove her neder by going in front of the court, in front of the rabbis. I don't want that either. I want this to be a private, confidential affair. I don't want the whole world to talk, she's an Adranas, I'm married an Adranas, she had to go to Bezin, blah, blah, blah. I don't want all of that. And therefore, even if they were not in a neder, ain't a mikudesh is because of his hakpada, ain't another roish is allowed to be Bezin. What is the first man the Yom hold? That person doesn't care. So therefore, the same machlokes between the two prices is the same machlokes between a mayor and Rebbe Lazar. Stop of here, boy, said to be continued tomorrow.
Every time I hear